this morning, we are lucky to have Lori Offerly is going to be discussing the benefits of salt. Not iodized salt, but really good, healthy salt. And I'm so excited to learn more from you, Gloria. So can you just share your information about the benefits of salt?
I would be happy to. It's a favorite topic of mine. You guys, I want to preface this with that I am not a medical person. I don't have a license for anything, but we have been to the School of Hard Knocks for about 10 years now, learning and trying and seeing the benefits of all natural sea salt. If your sea salt is white, it's been bleached or leached in the sunshine, and you don't want it. You want it to look kind of dirty. And when we started with McKen, there was a surgeon sitting at a Humans Being More meeting with us, and we were asking him questions because we were brand new, and we asked him, why do some people have a really positive result with magnets and others don't seem to? And says, let me tell you this. Everybody has a positive result with magnets. It's just that they may not be well hydrated and they may not have the right mineral content in their body. So if you'll get a book, it's called Your Body's Many Cries for Water by Dr. Batman Deli. And read that book and then go back and study that book. And in his original book, I don't know which one you may have, but his original book on page 161, he says, a salt-free diet, it is utterly stupid. That's the title of the chapter. And so we read that, we studied that, we got to looking at it, and we went and got some all-natural Redmond sea salt. It's produced in Utah, and the benefits and the important part of this is that it's mined. So it's not getting aerial pollution that we put out into our world today, and it's not getting oceanic pollution that we're putting in our oceans. That's really important, you guys. There's lots of salts. There's pink salts and gray salts and different named salts, but this one is mined, and he recommends that salt, but Dr. Robert Young in the pH Miracle and the pH Miracle for Diabetics actually calls it by name. He refers to Redmond sea salt. So that's what I recommend. That's what we're going to be talking about today. The value of salt for the human body is that it does put mineral content, and I'm just going to say in the blood. Sorry, that's where it ends up. And the purpose of our blood really, really simply is to take things in and take things out. So when you put nutrition, minerals, oxygen in your blood system, it picks up all the junk, runs it through the cleansing part of our body, and eliminates the junk. And the salt has a really important part in doing that. So when you're well hydrated, you're getting good circulation. The minerals is responding to any kind of magnet, just like it would out here in the real world. If you put minerals next to a magnet, it's going to be attracted to it. So can you see the value of putting magnets on your feet if you're a diabetic or if you have circulation problems in your feet? Once your blood has got the proper mineral content and you put a magnet where you need circulation, then you're going to bring that blood down to that part and your little heart's going to pump it right back up and move it around, and you're going to get an increase in the benefits of what the blood does throughout the body. So that's a really important thing. The magnetic part of that responds so well. When we do a demonstration with somebody at a preview, we will make sure they're hydrated and have minerals in their body before we put them on paramagnets to do a range of motion or a strength or any kind of demonstration for them, because their body's going to respond better. And so it's more believable, because if they're not hydrated, then their body's not going to respond so well. Okay, Bill, for just your information, we don't make a commission offer or anything, but if you want to know a little more about salt, there's a little booklet called Common Sense About Salt and Water by Phil Offerly, and you can get it on Focus on Growth. They have named it item number 1125. In that, he talks talks about the benefits and the basics of salt, but then, because we're not medical people, he goes ahead and references the books in the back that we've studied, he's learned about, we teach out of. And two of those books is Your Body's Many Cries for Water. If you look up Dr. Batman, you can find him. Also, Dr. Robert Young in the pH Miracle for Diabetics, as well as the pH Miracle itself. One of them is Salt Your Way to Health by David Brownstein. And anybody who has thyroid problems, he has one on iodine, which is called Iodine by Dr. David Brownstein. And she'll tell me the subtitle to that is Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. So salt is really, really important. This all-natural sea salt, they claim, has 60-plus trace minerals in it. So you can't name them, you can't do all that stuff. You guys, let's talk a little bit about the problems of saying I take salt. And your doctor today is going to say that you shouldn't take salt. You guys, what I equate salt with is the nitrates, the salt in canned foods. That is a preservative. And you don't want preservatives in your body. You want it to be free-flowing and not restricted. So this is all natural salt, and it's like anybody in our world that raises sheep, cattle, or horses would never have them in a pen that they couldn't get salt somehow. And we put mineral blocks out there. This is the same salt that we need. So the amount of salt that we need is a quarter teaspoon for every quart of water. I say quarter quart. Easy to remember. You put it in your brain there and it speaks to you. Now, let's go to the very part, the beginning of that. You take half of your body weight, and that's how many ounces of Pymag water I recommend you need every day. So a 200-pound person needs 100 ounces of water. That's easy. So then they also need, that makes about 3/4 of a gallon of water, if you just break it down real roughly, about 3/4 of a gallon of water. So they need 3/4 of a teaspoon of sea salt every day. Be very careful when you're teaching this to people that they don't understand that they put that salt in the water and drink it. Yuck. Not a good thing. So that water is so good and so refreshing and so important that I tell people just put it in the palm of their hand, throw it in the center of their tongue. If they don't like the taste of salt, there's no salt sensor in the center of your tongue. If you like it, the outside part of the tongue to the point is the salt sensor, and lick it that way if you like to. However you need to do it, but don't take it all at once. You're going to take it throughout the day. As you drink water, you're going to take a little bit of salt. So I have a mason jar in my kitchen with a measuring spoon in it, and I just dip it out all day long. First thing I do is drink water and take some salt to get my body going first thing in the morning. Then I take my protein drink and go on from there. So a quarter of a teaspoon for every quart of water. The quart water is determined on your body weight. And I wanted to hit that a little bit. I consider this not salt, but minerals, okay? So if people have a hard time, oh, my doctor says don't take salt, or I've heard you're not supposed to take salt, call it minerals. Tell them.
Well, Gloria, you could also call it electrolytes.
That's exactly right.
It's like the best electrolytes. A lot of people understand that, and they think instantly Gatorade.
That's right. But this has no sugar to it and nothing that your body's going to have to process.
That are nurses that are in the medical field, they will tell you to do saline solution. That's what they put in you, the first signs
first
of
traumatic
dehydration.
That's right. If you have a trauma of any kind, whether you go to the ER or if they pick you up on the streets, they're going to start a saline solution. And this is the cheapest way to get one of those saline solutions in your body.
And what kind of salt is that?
It's all natural sea salt. It's
a
called
saline solution?
No, but it's the same kind of water content. That saline solution is just salt and water.
So table salt?
Kind of like the ocean.
No.
The world is made up 3/4 of that solution, too.
Really important for your body. Because if you talk to people about electrolytes, I say it's like the one little cell talking to the next cell. And if they don't have the electrolytes in it, it's like a dead short. It's called doo. If they get the proper amount of electrolytes going, it's like the electricity is going from one part of the body to the next. Because there is another book I like. It's pretty technical. It's called The Body Electric. And it talks about how the brain talks to this and it has to send an impulse. And it's an electric impulse. As I'm sitting here moving my hands, which you guys can't see, it's an electrical impulse that does that. So your body really does need to be well hydrated as well as have the electrolytes in it. Because every time you cough, you sneeze, you cry, you pee, you anything, you're losing electrolytes. Your body loses them all the time. You're sweating it out. You're eliminating them through the digestive tract all the time. And you need to put those back in. If you'll do that throughout the day, then your body's got that steady flow. So as you drink your water, take your salt. Really important. What else, guys? Would you like to ask something about that or more comments? That's great. Okay, well, you get it. Any health food store is going to have it. Sometimes we have what we call a natural grocer's here. They repackage it. But you'll see it, you'll recognize it. It kind of looks grayish, kind of dirty in there, not like pretty white salt. And you can get white sea salt, but it's been bleached, so you don't want to do that. Nobody wants chlorine added to their diet, so.
Gloria, this is Sandy.
Sandy?
I just wanted to let people know that since they have acid reflux, if they will use the quarter teaspoon of salt with a quart of water, or even not even the whole quart, but drink that, it really helps get rid of acid reflux. And then if it's still there, like in 20, 30 minutes, repeat it, and then it does go away. And I have completely gotten away from acid reflux over the years by using the salt and water, and it is a really good product.
Great. If we would like to take the recording off, and I'll be glad to talk about some of the medical conditions that we've seen changes with,
absolutely.
But I would rather it's not recorded, please.